7-9.
While the Japanese are still trying to figure out what's going on with Fukushima and those horrible reports of radiation that got delayed, keeping some people dangerously close to those leaks, in America, we're grappling with the idea that a drone killed two of our own. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, ATN. We check in from the left to the right and all those places in between. You, as always, are welcome to jump on board. I'm going to actually give you the digits right at the top, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Let's talk about the drone thing just here quickly for a minute. It's interesting because the president said that we are doing everything we can to help military families, except for, unfortunately, a Predator drone might have killed two of our guys, and it's certainly looking that way. It's just not official, but the investigation pretty much is showing that a Marine and a Navy medic were killed from a Hellfire missile that was fired directly from a Predator to them. And they were mistaken for insurgents, obviously, in southern Afghanistan, in a really prickly area that we've talked about a ton, the Helmand region. So here you've got this unmanned craft that displays moments of brilliance, but now is possibly the craft that shot the missile, killing friendly fire our own people. One of the parents of Marine Staff Sergeant Jeremy Smith of Arlington, Texas, has already spoken out and was very upset, but said that whoever the young man, even said woman, might be, that was controlling the drone that killed my son, it was a royal screw-up. And you have to make corrections because I don't want someone else to go through this. But also said, I don't want to put too much of a burden on the person who fired the missile because the person who did it, I guarantee if they were talking to me, they'd be asking for forgiveness. That was Jerry Smith, the father of the now dead Marine. He wasn't the only one killed. There was one other guy, like I said, Seaman Benjamin Rast also was killed. Terrible, terrible thing to happen. This happened last week, and still they have to do a formal investigation, but it's pretty clear that's what happened. They were in a fight in the south, and there were a bunch of Taliban sanctuaries, and that's what was going on. So this Predator, what they do, you know, they're patrolling 24 hours a day, and they're trying to push it even more. I think they're trying to make it so it's like maybe 65 straight hours in 2013 is the goal. And what the aircraft are known for, these drones, what they're known for really is the intelligence gathering deal, pinpointing targets and whatnot. And, of course, we know there have been mistakes before where civilians have been hit, but that's because the civilians were in the wrong place. They were in a Taliban hornet's nest or whatever. Certainly there was blowback over this. But now you think of the risk to the guys on the ground. This is not a good thing for the military. And we know there's different kinds of drones. The Predator is an Air Force Predator. They also have another one. I think it's called the Reaper. And they're really pushing them, like I said. They want to have them run 64 or 65 hours by 2013. Oof. And this is a flashpoint for the Afghanistan people because of, like I said, the civilian deaths in the 10 years that we've been there. And in Pakistan, yeah, they really want nothing to do with the drones. And I think personally there's a reason they don't, because of what the CIA is finding with the insurgents hiding along the border. I mean, the Pakistan problem is a different thing. But the Pentagon wants to dump $2.5 billion more in drone targeting and surveillance. This is really the way things are headed. But this isn't good news. Certainly it's terrible, terrible news for the families, but not good news for that technology either as to what could have happened here. How did this get so out of whack that the missile was fired from our drone, killed our troops? Oof. Switching gears, but talking about the military for a quick second. Always happy to support the president when he supports the troops. Here's what he said about the military.
It's not just the right thing to do. It also makes this country strong. And that's why over the past 2 years, we've made major investments to take care of our military families.
Yeah, in my opinion, not enough, but still, hey, to shine a light on the military families in any way, I think is a good thing. Because too often they've been left in the dark, not getting checks on time, having problems getting benefits. I mean, you know the scenarios. Many of you might have found yourselves in these situations when you came home and couldn't find jobs and had to deal with family crisis and realize that the benefits weren't getting there or whatever it might be. So any kind of attention, I think, on military families is good. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, about time, you know, bring our troops home and stuff like that's going to happen more and more, I think.
Right, because of the intense pressure to step it up. So now, ooh, the drone went 24 hours and 48 hours and 65 hours. Oh, boy, you can't have that happen again. I mean, the drone is dead if you hit more American troops with it.
Yeah, and it's bound to happen. Human error, you know. I mean, something. All that training, but still going to have something go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, it's about time we get out of there and let them fight themselves, fight among themselves, kill each other off. We'll just sit back and watch. So, this budget battle, is it coming up again?
Yes, it is, because remember, well, first of all, you still have to look at the next budget, 2012, but forget that. This was still a spending measure, and it has to be signed off on, and now there's some talk that maybe it won't be because some people are jumping ship. I think it will get signed, but then the president is going to focus on this on Wednesday, earlier in the day. He's going to talk about his roadmap to the deficit. We have the debt ceiling coming up. If we don't lift that, then we default, and that's probably in another 5 weeks, and we're talking about like $14 trillion. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's wanting to raise the ceiling, debt ceiling up and all that. But right, so it sounds like those Tea Party people ain't going to agree to nothing.
It doesn't sound like they're going to agree to the debt ceiling thing either, and this shows you, it will show you, though, how much sway the Tea Party has based on, I think, the funding at the end of the week. If the spending bill isn't approved, then that causes chaos, and we'll be back to the same discussion about the government being closed, but also with the debt ceiling thing, too. It'll be interesting. Kicking the can down the road.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Child, I think the saddest thing is when a mother kills her children. I just don't understand. I mean, I have nieces and nephews. I don't have any children, but I know my bond with them, and I have certainly friends galore that have kids, and I can't imagine, you know, the old expression, oh, they drive me to drink, or I'm so frustrated. I understand that, kids becoming teenagers and the things that you have to go through. But we're not even talking about this. We weren't even talking about teenagers. A woman had gotten in the middle of a domestic dispute, was involved in one, so was so upset, and this is out of New York, she drives her minivan off a boat ramp into the Hudson River on Tuesday night, kills herself and three of her kids. There was a fourth kid, a 10-year-old boy. The mother let him out of the van right before it went into the river. So the kid, I'm sure, hysterical, ran to a firehouse and told them what had happened, but it was too late. And the place we're talking about, Newburgh, it's about 60 miles outside of New York City. And there's no way. There was no way they were going to be able to find them in that area. You're talking about very, very murky, probably the best description of the water there. They did look, of course they looked. The divers were out for about an hour, and then they found, it took them an hour, they found the van after about an hour, and it was 25 yards away from the shoreline, and it was about 10 feet underwater. So they got a tow truck, and they pulled it up to the boat ramp, and everybody inside that van was dead. The woman lived about six blocks from where she and the kids died. And the kids were 2 and 5, and there was one that might have been about 11. So she gets into a fight, and 10 minutes later decides to end her life and take her kids with her, except for the one kid. I mean, how awful. What a selfish, horrific thing to do. Oh, it reminds me of the story of Susan Smith. Remember her? When she drove in South Carolina, drove into the lake. Of course, that wasn't domestic violence, but it was, she wanted to get rid of the kids, and she killed the kids, but didn't go down with the car, of course, but wanted them gone. The idea that you would do that to these innocents, and snap, I mean, you know, I don't know. And there's, I'm sure, more to the story than what we know. You know, what was going on in that family and what was said and, you know, whatever. But these parents who kill their kids to get back at the other parent. Crazy. Tomas, who is a parent and loves his kids, is listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
All right. Well, you know, yesterday we talked about how you picked a fight with some poor little homeless gypsies in Spain one day. But, well, we're going to go back to the budget today, okay?
All right.
You know, everybody's coming out with these 10-year plans, Kate. Now, how long does it take these people who are supposed to be our brightest people, right? How long does it take them to balance a budget? Okay? I mean, you know, it's even ridiculous, Kate, that the Senate has to pass a bill saying that the budget will be balanced. Like what type of budget are they thinking? You know, of course.
Right. Yeah. Okay, we staved off the whole shutdown thing because this is what we agreed upon with this number, the 38 and change. But, oh, wait a second, there might be some things that we don't really like in there, so now we might not actually pass this bill in the first place. Yeah.
I tell you, I was thinking, you know, 10-year plans. Where did I hear of a 10-year plan before? And you know what? I remember John F. Kennedy. He had a 10-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, at the end of his 10-year plan, he said, "We're going to put a man on the moon and bring him back safely to the earth." Do you hear any type of goal in these 10-year plans that people can understand?
No.
Right. So, I mean, it's like, okay, well, we're going to, base a glide path of a fiscal responsibility on the 18% that we've seen to be the average over the last 40 years based on the gross national domestic product, blah, blah, blah. You cannot get motivated when somebody gives you a goal like that. You need to give the people a goal. And I was looking at the numbers. They were incredible. Okay. John F. Kennedy, in 1961, he had a total budget of $94 billion. And he, maybe Matt put up some of the speeches that he made about, going to the moon, the cost was going to be $25 billion. So it's going to be 25% of the whole budget. That would be like, you know, that would be like somebody asking for $900 billion.
Yeah,
it was
a lot.
Huge. It was an unbelievable undertaking, but the American people were given a goal. And you know what? We reached that goal. We didn't do it with the Russians. We didn't do it with the Mexicans, the Muslims. The United States of America did it alone while we were fighting a war in Vietnam, while we were trying to fight discrimination, while we were fighting the war on poverty, you know, because this country responds to clear goals. But these people now with these 10-year plans, they don't have a goal. Like we talked about it the other day. They want to balance the budget in 2040. You know, that's the Republicans. I don't even know if ever the Democrats want to balance the budget.
Yeah, they're just laying in the weeds, yeah.
But 2040, I mean, you know, I'm going to be worm food in 2040.
Yeah, 2040, and there's no scorecard. That's perfect because there's no scorecard. You can't go back at Paul Ryan or anyone else and say, well, wait a second, you said this, and if we did this and this and this, it would lead to a balanced budget here. Then there's no way to keep a tab on them, in other words.
And the Republicans now say that raising taxes is off the table. Well, I'm not for that. You know, you can attack this problem from two directions. You can raise taxes and you can lower spending. You're going to get there. You know, if you did that, if you got rid of the Bush tax cuts, I did the math, you would have a balanced budget in 2015 if you did it at the same time as the Ryan. But, they just want to play the politics. The Republicans want people to think, Republicans will not take your money. We will not raise taxes.
Right.
The Democrats will raise taxes. And the Democrats are going to play, the Republicans are going to cut. And, that's just politics. They don't really care about this country, or they would easily, come on, it doesn't take 30 years to balance a budget.
And no, you have to make some tough choices. You just said it. You have to make some tough choices if you're going to do it. And you know this. If you're running a household, any of us, something changes, whatever, something goes up, you have to have the money to pay for it. So if we have to do that, and then why doesn't the government have to do that? No one's giving us a free pass that we don't have to pay our mortgages. If anything, they're trying to foreclose on us.
That's right. Well, hey, listen, on a positive note, I downloaded something to Kate Delaney's Facebook. It's David Beckham. He's on the beach, and he's, like, kicking soccer balls, like, 50 yards into trash cans. Unbelievable stuff. There you go.
All right, we're going to go look at it. Thanks, Tomas. Yeah, you remember the movie, Bend It Like Beckham. That title wasn't Bend Him Like Beckham for nothing, because the guy, whether you know anything at all about soccer, the guy is somebody to watch, especially when he first came on the scene. Ooh. So I'll go and check that out, Tomas. You could do the same thing. Just go to the Facebook. Go to the website and click on Facebook, and you'll be there. So here he is talking about the budget, and I said this, the $38 billion in spending cuts that they agreed to last week won't prevent this year's deficit from being at another record high level, $1.5 trillion. And most of the agreed-to spending cuts affect future budgets, or like he was saying, it's really a gimmick that we're talking about. Because how does it actually reduce spending? Hang around. We got more.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here we go, the Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys!
If you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right, 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
Setting records here in America, unfortunately, for spending cuts that aren't going to really put much of a dent in that $1.5 trillion deficit for this year that gets plopped into all the money in the deficit of the past, for over $14 trillion, but you already know that number, and that is an ugly number. In my head, I've said this before. How do I picture $14 trillion? What could $14 trillion pay for? And eventually, we're going to have to bite the bullet somehow. That's what's going to happen. Betty is hanging around waiting to jump here on the America Tonight airwaves with me, Kate Delaney. So let's shoot out to Betty in one of my favorite states, Kentucky. Hey, Betty.
How are you, Kate?
I'm good. How have you been?
I'm good.
Good.
I read the paper daily and watch the news and all that. I think in order to get this mess straightened out, they need to quit thinking in terms of cutting back on things that are necessary for life, like food, shelter, medical care. So that kind of takes care of the Social Security and Medicaid. They shouldn't even mention those as far as making cuts. What they should do, they should, before they cut any of those things that are necessary to sustain life of old people and disabled people, they should cut out all all new road building. I mean, they need to fix the potholes in the ones we've got, but no new roads, no new bridges, no new libraries, no new museums, no new or refurbishing statues. There is so much money that our government wastes. And if you're in the big boys club and you know people and you've got connections, you can say, oh, I want a grant so I can research and I can do this. In the meantime, I can get maybe $50,000 a year and I can buy me some equipment from a farm and do this little test or that little test. It's all just a big farce. The whole government, the way it's run, it's to help the rich get richer, and that's all it's all about. But the only thing is, they think, the rich think, that they're going to have enough money that once it's all over and done, that they're going to be okay, but they don't realize our country is going down fast, and nothing's going to happen. Right now, we go to war in Iraq and various places because we need and want their oil. When China needs and wants us to buy their cheap T-shirts, they have the same right to come over here and bomb us because they have to have whatever it is we've got that they want. So it'd be fair game. If we can go bomb other places to get their oil, then China can bomb us for whatever they need, maybe to take our land, our Midwest land, so they can raise their own food. Ugh.
Let's hope, Betty, you're not laying on the couch one day watching some tube look up and you see a bunch of Chinese soldiers in your house, but it is scary. I understand what you're saying. It is frustrating. You're right. It's become such a machine that spits out money, but only to the people that are part of the club. If you're not part of the club, it's not working for you. You're right.
We need to protest. We need to march on Washington, and I think it'll happen, but I hope that the people don't wait till it's too late to do it.
All right, Betty, some good thoughts. We're right there in the same corner as you, seeing the frustration and listen, that's what it is. We keep seeing the same thing repeated over and over again. It's like we're in a bad episode of Dallas. If you go back and watch some of those old 70s shows, and Dallas was really super popular, and it's all about the guy who has the cash, and then it's the people who are sucking up to the guy who has the cash, and then they get land or cattle or oil or whatever. You can just replace the items and replace the industries, but she's right. And it's tough not to be cynical like that. It's tough not to think that way because you see it day in and day out. And the thing that changes is if you suddenly get in the club. But if you get in the club and you are from the so-called middle class, you got to pay it forward. You got to bring a bunch of people with you. That's the only way things will change. It's really to spread the wealth. Spread the opportunity. I believe in capitalism, but this capitalism is starting to get a little lopsided. You got to spread that opportunity out. You got to really make it a viable option for folks out there where they can still grab what I used to say on this show. Notice I haven't said it. The brass ring. Don't throw the rings on the floor. You got to be able to do that. That's how we've thrived and survived for so long. In the United States, it's a system that works that you might get frustrated with at times in the past if we look at the ups and downs in history. But, boy, the anger, I have never seen it like this, certainly not in my lifetime. And I've talked to enough people who are in their 60s, 70s, 80s who have told me, grandparents and whatnot, that they can't believe what they're hearing either, but they understand. Because is it really possible to have the American dream? Is it really possible to have your little slice of that pie and be able to afford it, be able to have a couple of kids? And we're not saying live extravagantly, just live normally. I promised that we would go to the dungeon, and oh boy, do I really feel like it. It has nothing to do with politicians or some crazy celebrity gone wild. No, indeed. It has to do with a restaurant chain called Applebee's. Remember the story that I told you about last week? There was a kid that was in Applebee's, 15 months old, and was getting apple juice in a sippy cup. Instead, the little boy got what was a margarita? Was a piece of margarita. You know, when I say piece, there was some mix in there and some of the other stuff. So the kid all of a sudden laid his head on the table, was dozing, and was acting really strange. His mother panics, takes him to the hospital, and it turns out that he got the wrong beverage. It wasn't apple juice. It was margarita mix, to say the least. So now what the company is saying, it's a company called Dine Equity, that they're going to change the way that they serve juice to kids to eliminate the chance of any mix-ups that could result in booze to toddlers. And I'm going to say that that's just not enough. They shouldn't have been in this position in the first place. And by changing the servers, they're going to serve apple juice to kids from a single serve container at the table. And they're going to retrain the people to serve it differently and emphasize that non-alcoholic and alcoholic beverages have to be stored in separate and containers and be clearly identified. I don't think they did enough really for this family, for the Reese family. I'm sorry, this is one that's not so easy to just get over. There they are with the kid drinking a margarita. Can you even imagine that nightmare? So I don't think the chain went far enough in what they did. In other words, that should have happened in the first place, the mix-up. Ridiculous that the cartons were the same. That's it. The cartons were the same. Why would you have the cartons the same? Why would you have the cartons the same? I think that because they screwed up in the packaging in the first place, the people that run Dynabase, which is, of course, in California, they deserve to spend some time in the dungeon so they can learn to appropriately color code their various alcoholic beverages. So, Matt Johnson, would you please escort them to our dungeon?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
I tell you, if I gave you a blind taste test even, would you know the difference between tequila and apple juice? You would. The packaging should have never been that close in the first place. Matt, can you imagine? The kid gets margarita mix.
I bet
mixed.
That there's going to be some kind of litigation that happens.
That's what I think. I think
that kid is probably going to have his college tuition and then some paid for.
Yeah. I guess that's the good news, as long as nothing else damaged him. But here's the thing. Margaritas smell, I think. They smell certainly different than apple juice does. And I don't know. You wonder, too. Now you talk about taking a kid out and getting a sippy cup and it's wrong, and it makes you think, somebody else mess up at some other restaurant. Not necessarily with alcohol, but just... And parents are usually so picky anyway about what the kids are putting in their mouth, and I guess they assumed it was fine, and I don't blame them because it was supposed to be apple juice, and it was coated the same way.
But if it's in the sippy cup, I guess I can see how maybe like the texture or just like the appearance of it and the smell, maybe it wasn't really pronounced because it was hidden.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's still an egregious mistake, but... I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's a brutal mistake. So, you know, we're kind of splitting difference there. We didn't say how long we were going to put them in the dungeon, but I feel like they needed a little time in the dungeon anyway. Coming up around the bend, we can count.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe 1 decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe 1 septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe 1, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Weekend counts. What is going on with Cisco? For all you tech fans, you've heard of Cisco, right? So if you're not a tech person, I'll just explain. Cisco is a company that makes a whole bunch of different things. All of a sudden, they got into the consumer side of it rather than making the products that they were making before. So they got into stuff like the Flip, you know, the little box where you can shoot the video. Well, they announced rather that they're laying off 550 employees, basically raising the white flag as far as Cisco's concerned. They are abandoning the Flip thing, the digital video camera company they bought for about $600 million a couple of years ago. And the reason they're saying it is, see, this is why it's so tough. Technology moves so fast, you got to have the right bet. So the smartphones have HD video cameras. That's the growing fad. Why would you get a Flip if you've got that? Even though their sales were still 15% higher than last year, they can see the handwriting on the wall. Who's going to get this camera when their phone does the same thing? They can just shoot the video that way. So I think they've had some trouble on the business model of supplying products to the consumer, and this is just another example of it. They're going to let go of 550 people, though, over the next 3 months. It's certainly sad for those folks who probably thought, wow, I'm part of the Flip campaign, and this thing is taking off like gangbusters. And they're going to take up to a $300 million charge for the layoffs and some of the other things that they're doing to wrap this up. So focusing instead on what they did before and the core backbone of the company in the past, instead of going into the product industry. So the strategy of the flip just didn't work. They're get out of the consumer business and go back to what they were best at. Focus on what they call core competencies. Sounds like a business word, doesn't it? And forget that other stuff. It reminds me kind of in a way, if all of you have been to a Starbucks, certainly all of you listening to me, all of you have seen a Starbucks. You know what I'm talking about, the coffee shops. It was all about the coffee at first. Then they started to branch out too much. Movies, and they were doing music and all kinds of stuff. And they weren't making the big profits they were making because they got away from what they were good at. Sometimes you just got to pick a lane. Speaking of picking a lane and big bucks, Oprah Winfrey done after 25 years. I think she has less than 30 shows to go because her last show is the end of May. They revealed that if you want a 30-second ad on the finale show, it'll cost you $1 million. $1 million to have an ad running on Oprah's show. That's more than the finale of Lost. There was just a little bit less, $900,000. Fox's 24 was a popular show. You had to shell out $650,000 if you wanted an ad on that show. Oprah has about 7 million viewers, they say. So, actually a smaller audience than Fox's 24 or Lost had, but I guess they feel like she can command that. The finale of Friends got 2 million. That's the most expensive of all time, 2 million. Whew. Of course, they had to pay all the salaries of the people that were on that show. And that's the only way they could do it. Oh, we got to come up with something. How are we going to pay it? Too many characters. They're all making $1 million. You know those greedy little TV executives. To them, the best thing that ever happened was the nuttiness of reality TV because it's so cheap to produce. Even if the people are getting paid, they're getting paid a mere pittance compared to what these actors got paid in some of these runaway hit shows, which I think they should have gotten paid that, because if they're making all this ad money, then the actors should be paid accordingly. But as those salaries started to climb and then reality TV became popular, boy, that solved their problem. This is just too bad. You have a bunch of girls out at a lemonade stand, and this was in Warner Robins, Georgia. And somebody robbed them and took their $150. Oh, how do you do that? How do you go up to those kids and take their money away? What happened is a man and a woman came up to the stand. They started asking questions about the price of the lemonade. The man reached down. He snatched the jar of money, jumped in the car, and that was it. They took off. That is nasty business. You want to talk about bad karma. Whether you believe in it or not, you are just asking for the universe to crush you. They take these little girls' money, and the girls, you know, they were young girls, 12 years old. 12 years old, I think both of them were 12 years old. They were in middle school. So the man sees the money jar, grabs it. Oh, now your kid can't even sell lemonade in a little sleepy place like Warner Robins. Shame on those people. Awful. Moving on to yet another weekend count. I'm a huge baseball fan. I said that earlier when Jeff in Oregon called and he was asking me if I liked basketball and if I knew a basketball player. And I said at the time, look, I'm a huge fan of the NFL, the Big Four, and certainly baseball. So I've been following the Texas Rangers. I'm a Philadelphia Phillies fan, but an adopted Texas Ranger fan. Really like this club and the players on the club, and Josh Hamilton is one of their big sluggers, and he's got a major mass unit injury. 6 to 8 weeks, he broke his upper right arm when he dove headfirst into home plate. Why are you sliding into home plate like that? Certainly a daring dash if there ever was one, or stupid. That's what I would call it. I didn't even, I'm a woman who played a little bit of baseball when I was a kid. I'll call it baseball loosely. I was never very good at it. But even I know when I was 8 or 9 years old, they taught us not to slide into home plate. Matt, you probably played baseball. Did they tell you to do that?
I always go feet first.
Feet first, baby. Feet first.
Because you got, and I injured my shoulder 1 year sliding into third base because I was coming in hard and I overslid and grabbed the base with my arm as I was going over it and it tore my shoulder back. And that's the type of injuries you can have when you go feet first. You usually don't have any injuries, and that's kind of how you're taught, is to always go feet first. And that play right there, I've seen replays of it. That third base coach, I don't know what he's thinking.
I don't either.
I mean, if you got a really speedy guy, maybe you can send him, but it's the AL MVP, a guy who is, you know, the backbone of your team and is injury prone.
Cleanup hitter.
Why would you send him?
No way. Absolutely. It very costly, I think, to the Texas Rangers, who are 10-2 early in the season, but how long they lose him, they could start kicking out games and lose the big lead that they now enjoy in the West. It's a good thing they do have the kind of lead that they have at this point.
The other thing, too, is they've moved him from center field to left field specifically because they didn't want him risking injury with all the extra running and collisions that happen when you're playing in center field. And they move him to left field, and you're sitting there sending him home on a bang-bang play where it's, I mean, highly unlikely he's going to score.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know why they would do that, and especially, like I said, they had so much pad on the season, there was no reason to do it. It's not like they were struggling to try to get into a playoff position, and it made no sense. A risky play for a stupid reason, of course, as fate often does, a curveball thrown to the Texas Rangers. One last one for you. In Arizona, they've decided to do it the extreme way with DUIs. Check this out. Under Arizona law, an extreme DUI is defined now as operating a car while your blood alcohol content is 0.15 or above, unless there are some other kind of circumstances like driving with a suspended license and whatnot, then that's considered extreme DUI. Check this out. The penalty for first offense extreme DUI is much stricter than a standard one in most states. Convictions carry a potential sentence of 30 days in jail. Could get 30 days in jail and the completion of an alcohol drug treatment program and a fine of $2,500. Good for Arizona, clamping down.